Police: Body found near looted stores during anti-ICE riots in Los Angeles. By Amy Furr on June 10, 2025. Police said a man's body was found in an area of Los Angeles on Tuesday where looters targeted businesses as anti-ICE protests have brought chaos to the city. Authorities got a call around 1:30 a.m. regarding a body found on a sidewalk in the downtown area on West 3rd and Broadway, the New York Post reported. Officials have not identified the man but are investigating. It was unknown if his death is connected to the rioting that erupted over the weekend as protesters try to thwart illegal immigration sweeps by ICE agents. There is a T-Mobile store at the intersection that looters hit recently, according to the report. Police assessed the area and the man, who was wearing a red sweatshirt, before covering him up. An image shows officers at the scene. Rioters apparently turned to looting as the protests against ICE ramped up, and some were seen stealing boxes of shoes, per Breitbart News. More video footage shows looters running away from a store as law enforcement swoop in to stop them. As a group rushes out the door of a building, officers tackle some of them. A business owner in the area told reporters, "This is so ridiculous. This doesn't look like they're protesting ICE or anything. They are doing just for the looting the stores and everything. I saw them break into the Apple store, they break into the Adidas store. This is not. They're doing protest," he stated. One woman whose business was devastated by looters said it was horrible, and years of work were gone. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump, who is taking a hard law and order stance against the rioting, has authorized the deployment of more National Guard members to Los Angeles, the Associated Press reported Tuesday. Trump slammed Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, D, for how they have responded to the riots and also the wildfires that devastated the area earlier this year, per Breitbart News. He wrote in a post on Truth Social, "If I didn't send in the troops to Los Angeles the last three nights, that once beautiful and great city would be burning to the ground right now. Much like 25,000 houses burned to the ground in LA due to an incompetent governor and mayor."